Greetings, I present to you the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on cfru.ca. I am your master overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond a progressive rock, the branches of progressive, fusion, and alternative genres, and other unique discoveries near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon. Welcome to a new observational session of the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. Starting off this session, we have Lost Crowns, avant psychedelic prog pop collective all the way from London, England, with Midas X-Ray off their first full-length album, Every Night Something Happens, released earlier at the beginning of this year, I should say. As you can probably tell, kind of tired today because I had the fifth concert curation last night here in Guelph at the Army Navy Air Force Club. It was so magical, pretty much. It's pretty much like what I want, like the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope shows concerts to look like. And feel like, I believe. So, yes, I want to thank, the artists themselves for coming out and playing in this show that I put on. That would be Ulrich, Mark Wiley, all the way from Whitby, Joyful from both Peterborough and Toronto. Just found that out when talking to Cormac and Dave, and, Kitzel. And also, because it was so magical, that part of it came from Kitzel and working in collaboration with a visual artist originally from Guelph, but now in Toronto, goes by That Good Graphic. They collaborated together to make a stunning live visuals for the show. It was pretty cool projecting up into this mirror, scattered mirror thing, and shot right all around the performers. It was pretty much like a kaleidoscope, and I'm happy for them for taking that on for this show. I guess I want to also thank the supports for the show, Jesse Ellercon for doing sound, and just being the greatest guy ever. Splendid Industries, Pressed by Nick. My good volunteers, Isaiah and Charity, stand partners, and also fellow programmers here at CFRU for doing doors and merch for me. Teresa, also doing a bit of CFRU programming here for doing some photos. What else? Oh, and obviously all the good attendees who came out for this show. It was amazing. So knowing that I would be kind of tired from running the show last night, I have preemptively decided to play some epic progressive rock works and Canadian as well, and brand new. Hitting all the right spots there. So we are now going to be trailing in to the first epic long form piece for us to listen to. That would be from a Montreal band. Montreal psychedelic stoner rock. I have to guess that, or that's how they would describe their music, called Brahmani. They just released a new EP, simply called EP3, on Chuchibata Records. I have the one sheet here, which I want to read just a bit before we get into the main work. Rock acolytes of the stoner and psychedelic procession, Brahmani deliver detuned guitars drowning in a sea of fuzz and feedback. And then through this one sheet I have a quote from Stoned Meadows of Doom. Brahmani is back with a brand new EP simply called EP3. On this new release, the band channels its progressive rock roots to offer you a 24-minute track, flirting with its stoner, desert rock, and psychedelic influences. Now let me try and get this right. Medimon, Jeu de la Crécelle honors the band's signature recipe in a complex form. I made sure to pronounce the French right. So that's the name of the track we're going to be listening to soon, called Mes Démons, Mes Jeux de la Crécelle, which translates to My Demons, Play Me the Rattle. So, and with that, let's jump into this long form, sweet Canadian Montreal Bramani here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope on CFRU 93.3 FM.
Thank you. Mais 3 millions de Hi, I'm Odds Fish, and you're listening to the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, live from the University of Guelph, CFRU 93.3 FM on the dial, and on the World Wide Web, CFRU.ca. Stay tuned for more great music with your host, Nicholas Cooper, and look inward and beyond.
We just finished listening to a great, epic Canadian long-form piece by Montreal psychedelic stoner rock band Burmani called Mes démons me jouent de la crécelle. Let me try that again. Mes démons me jouent de la crécelle. Off of their new extended play, simply called EP3, put out by Chuchipata Records. But you can also look on Burmani's Bandcamp page, and I believe all of their sound or all their EPs are Pay What You Can, if you will quickly allow me to just check for you guys, because I don't want to spread false information. I did check, because they are not Pay What You Can, but if you do have the financial means, support the band. If you liked what you heard, support them. Support all the bands that you hear here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, if that is your musical pleasure. Let's continue on now. I'm going to introduce the next two tracks, because obviously that was an extended work we just listened to, and I don't want to slide into the next hour without introducing the tracks. So definitely playing two tracks next, maybe a third if time prevails for us. So first, we'll be listening to another track by Opeth, a Swedish progressive metal rock band, having played actually the first two tracks off of their new album, Encauda Venenuma, on Nuclear Blast Records, just released this September, a few weeks ago on the show. This time we're going to be listening to a song that, from what I've heard of Opeth, is quite an intriguing difference in their musical style. Sounds kind of like a jazz club bar or something. It's called the Garotter. And also, I wanted to add, because I don't know a whole lot about Encauda Venenuma, like the background of it, like I'm not a whole total information about Opeth. I did watch a little video interview just before the show, which featured the main singer songwriter of the band, Michael Arkefold, and it's very interesting talking about the lyrics, which I wanted to find out. Mainly, he said it's all like whatever he wrote down, like kind of impulsive and just reflecting of the times, whatever he wrote down in the moment. But also, he did mention that many of the songs on this album are about loneliness, and especially loneliness in the modern digital age, and how we're seeing more lack of physical presence in like each other, I guess. Something like that. I certainly feel that as well. That's why I do like to do this concert curations, to see all, to present the music, not just in recorded form, but in live formats. So that is the Garotter by Opeth. We'll be starting off. And then another instrumental piece by Texas instrumental prog rock quartet, Process of Illumination, off of their sophomore album, The Broken, self-released and available on Bandcamp, we'll be listening to Calling Horizon. We might have time for another song. We'll see. So we're starting off with The Garrotter by Opeth, followed by Calling Horizon by Process of Illumination here on CFRU 93.3 FM, The Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. Thank you.
Barricades of will.
That was Calling Horizon by Process of Illumination off the album The Broken, available self-released on Bandcamp. And then we first heard in this two-song set, The Garrotter, yes, that's it, by Opeth from their new album Incauda Venenuma, released on Nuclear Blast Records. And with that, I will leave this first hour set for now. We'll be returning in the next hour for the next Canadian-based progressive rock epic, which I'm excited to share with you guys. So we'll be back in a few minutes with more proggy goodness here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, here on CFRU 93.3 FM. See you in a bit.